Welcome back to this 2020 podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we're featuring Tween and Teen Tuesday, but on a Friday. We have Amber and we have George. They're both from the East Coast. They live about 5 hours apart. They're kind of in the New Yorkish area. So be sure and tune in every Tuesday, and this is an example of what you're going to get. First up is Amber Leanne Rothberg. She's an actress. She's a model. She is a musician. Why don't we give this young, up-and-coming star, Amber Leanne Rothberg, a call and let's see what she has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello. Hi.
Hey, it's Johnny Keith with Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you guys?
I'm good. How are you?
So who am I speaking with? I'm speaking with Shannon and Amber, or am I speaking with Amber?
I'm Amber, but my mom is here too.
Okay. So Amber, I understand you are a cat lover. How many cats do you have?
I have 5 cats and I love them all.
Oh my God. 5 cats? 5? Seriously? I thought you had maybe 2.
Nope. I have 5.
Wow, that's kind of cool. I like that one that's all white that has a little black on the top of his head. Is it a he or a she?
Her name is Kyla. We got her in Hawaii.
Didn't you do a modeling shoot in Hawaii, in Maui?
Yeah, I did. It was with Co Swim. I was wearing a swimsuit from their company.
I wanted to ask you about your website. How amazing is your website?
It's really great. It has linked to everything that casting directors would need to see. Yeah, we just got it up, but hopefully it'll pay off.
It's going to pay off. I'm telling you, I've looked at so much. I'm sitting here thinking about, how did she build that? What did she do? I went into the back end, found out you use something called Eliminator Pro, and I'm thinking, forget Wix. Let's just do whatever this girl's doing. I think you have close to the perfect website.
Well, I think that my mom deserves the credit because she designed it.
Go to amberleanne.com. It's with 2 N's, and you might want to steal a little bit of what she's doing, because I'm telling you, it, to me, it's the best acting website I have ever seen. It is perfect, in my opinion.
Thank you so much.
So, I noticed you do like a lot of self-tapes and the backgrounds are different. Do you have a studio inside your house that you do that?
We don't have a studio. Sometimes we just set up a big green screen in my room and we can make whatever background we want. But hopefully someday we'll get a studio.
I just moved and I have an extra room. So the whole thing I've been doing is trying to set it up. So I'm always impressed when I look, because I'm like, wait a minute, she's got a gray back. Wait, she has a pink background. Oh, wait. I go, wow, look at the lighting. Whoa, she's standing and I'm looking at the shadows, but all your stuff's really nice.
Thank you.
How do you have 29,000 Instagram followers? Because, you know, some people have 400, 300. Did you get in early or how do you have so many?
Well, I started my Instagram, I think about 2 years ago, and we just work on posting constantly, like every few days. People like my page, so they follow it.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. So you're under like 15 right now?
Yeah, I'm 13.
Okay. So where do you think you're going to be at 18? Besides, of course, college and education and all that. But where do you think you're going to be acting wise?
Anything can happen. My goal is to have a big role in a TV show or a movie. So I'm just going to keep working toward that and doing everything I can to make that happen. So I hope it does.
Well, isn't it kind of already happening? I mean, isn't there a movie poster called Stray and your name is on the movie poster?
Yeah, it is. That was indie film, but it was still a great experience. But I hope someday I can have a main part in a Hollywood movie.
Yeah, a lot of people work years and years and years. They never get their name on a movie poster. So that's pretty good. I like that.
Thank you.
2 years old, you're doing puppet shows, right? So what are you using as your puppets? Are you using Barbie dolls? Are you making like a little hand sock, or what are you using for puppets?
Well, we would just buy puppets from toy stores and like sock puppets.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Is that kind of like where your creative side came out, or like over the years, how did you discover like, oh, wait a minute, I think I want to be like on movies and television or acting? Like, when did you discover that?
Well, I always loved watching movies. I might have realized that the people were actually real people and not just the characters when I was like 5 or 6. And then I'm like, I want to be one of those people because it seems really fun. I had no idea how hard work it was, but it's really what I want to do. So I make it happen.
Yeah, that's true, because like a sitcom's only 30 minutes and with commercials, it's 22 minutes. You only have 22 minutes to get people laughing or to get a reaction, and nobody can just show up and do that. That takes a lot of skill and a lot of training.
Yeah, it does.
Which I noticed you have a lot of training behind you. I mean, you have so many workshops and so many classes that you've taken.
Yeah, I take any opportunity that I can to learn more and develop my craft. The classes are definitely helpful because I've learned everything I know about acting from them.
Well, so I interviewed a Hollywood talent manager a few weeks ago, and her name is Wendy Allen Wright, and I noticed you have something to do with her. What's your connection with her?
Yeah, so we took her course. She's taught me so much about the acting business, and I went to her class in New York. She's really amazing, and she goes out of her way to help people succeed, and I'm really grateful for her.
Yeah, she's kind of cool, because when I did it, she goes, hey, if you ever need anything, and I happen to have a few questions, and I emailed her directly, and she emailed me right back with the answers. So yeah, I really, really like her. Really, really like what she's doing.
Me too.
I was looking at some of your special skills and just some of the things you do for fun, and one of them said pogo stick. Now, I remember I had a pogo stick back in my day, and those things were like super, super hard. Are they like easier these days? Are they kind of like pogo for you, or is it still a lot of effort to do that?
It does take a lot of energy and practice. I just had the one for kids, so that one might be a bit easier than the real one. Still took a lot of practice to get it to not fall over.
Hey, so notice also on your Instagram, you have different color of a, it's not a mini guitar. Is it a ukulele? So how do you learn how to play that? Do you just get a book, or you just start playing around, or does somebody teach you?
I did have a teacher that taught me a lot about the ukulele, but I started just practicing on my own, and eventually I got the teacher.
Okay, so how many seconds was your flashback scene on Little Women when you played young Meg, the Emma Watson character, like on screen time? Because you said if you blink, you missed it. So how many seconds do you think you were on screen?
I counted. The whole scene was around 10 seconds, but it only showed my face for probably 1 or 2 seconds.
That's not bad. That's not bad. Recently, I was on American Housewife, and it aired this week. I was playing like the passed out guy. You know, when Google goes around and takes pictures, it has like the worst of, like, this guy's passed out on his lawn. Well, this guy's bent over getting his paper. So I played the passed out guy, and it showed the guy bending over getting his paper. He was for 1 second. And then I was there. I was counting. I go, come on, let me have 3 seconds. I'm like, 1001, 1002, and it was gone. Did you get to meet Emma Watson and actually speak with her?
Yeah, it was a complete surprise, but I really wanted to meet her because I've always admired her. And then I walked into the room where she was, and she just hugged me, and she knew my name because they had put our pictures next to each other to try to match us. And it was really amazing because I didn't expect it at all.
Well, that's pretty cool. Did you get your picture taken with her as well?
No, I wish, but they didn't allow any cameras on set because it was top secret.
Yeah, they do that a lot. Sometimes even if you're an extra on a high profile, they're like, give me all your cell phones. You're like, ah. So the trick is to bring your old cell phone and say, here you go. And they're like, and then they think they have it. So I'm looking at all your education and training. It's like teen advanced, comedic, and more teen advanced, 1, 2, 3, on camera, more advanced, television, teen. I mean, wow, you love to train, don't you?
I do. I like to learn new things, and I want to learn as much as I can because even celebrity actors still take classes. There's always more to learn.
That's pretty good. Don't you feel like inside, don't you feel like you're kind of like on your way for your dreams coming true?
Well, I'm definitely closer than I was a few years ago. I'm just going to keep working until I succeed.
So your mom's right there to take you to the auditions to make sure that you're being taken care of. Is she kind of like your manager?
Yeah, she's definitely like my manager.
So you have an agent and everything, right?
Yes, I do. I'm with WSM Talent.
Okay, but I notice on your acting profiles on your website, you have the Casting Networks, which is LA Casting, and Actors Access, Backstage, and you have your Internet Movie Database. Do you get work, or does your mom look on those Backstage and Actors Access, or does your agent handle that for you, or do both of everybody works together?
Yeah, we all work together. Like sometimes my mom will miss something that my agent will get, or the other way around. We all look on those websites.
Yeah, because it's kind of tough because recently I started getting back into it and I have all these alerts. They're always going off all the time. And I'm trying to figure out which sites are the best. For Los Angeles, it seems like Casting Networks with an Actors Access. I'm not quite sure about Backstage out here on the West Coast because you're more East Coast, aren't you?
Yeah.
What advice would you have for like some young person like you who wants to get into the business? I had someone just recently write me from Australia. Oh, I'm 15 years old. I don't have the money for Backstage, but I really want to get in. I had this girl from Connecticut. She wrote, she's like, oh my God, I'm 15 years old and I'm stuck in this small town and I don't have control of my life and it's so frustrating. Like, what do you have to say to people like that? Just what do you have to say in general for advice?
Well, I would definitely say take Wendy Lane Wright's course because that taught me everything I need to know to get started. Also, just don't get discouraged because everybody has different opinions and just do what's right for you.
Hey, Amber, thank you so, so much for enlightening my audience with everything that you know. I so appreciate you being a guest on my show. Thank you so much, Amber.
Thank you for your time. I had fun.
How fun was that? I am so lucky I get to talk to all these future superstars. AmberLeanne.com. That's AmberLeanne.com. Stop the podcast right now. Go visit her amazing website. Welcome back. Now we're going to talk to another young, amazing artist who's on his way up. He is another potential superstar. His name is Parker George, and we're going to give Parker a call right now, and we're going to see where he's at in his career, what advice he can take from Amber, who we just heard, and what he has to offer you. So let's give Parker a call right now, and here we go.
Hello.
Hey, it's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
I'm doing good. You?
Great. I'm looking at your resume. It seems like you've done a little bit of theater, a couple of films, modeling, and you've done some training.
Yep.
And I'm checking out all your special skills. So 4 years in the piano. So who taught you how to play piano?
I get taught drums and piano at the same place.
Okay.
My piano teacher, his name is Gus, and he's been working with me for quite a long time now.
And so he taught you how to play drums. And obviously you did that for 3 years more because it says 7 years playing drums.
It was another person that works at the place that teaches me drums. His name is Todd. I've been learning with him for 8 years now, I think.
Right. When you play soccer, you're the goalie. Is that your position?
I played goalie for quite a while, and then I switched teams a bunch, and eventually the team I was on, I was striker, which is forward. I got a concussion, so I couldn't play soccer.
Yeah, forget that.
Yeah. And right now, honestly, I'm quite glad I'm not playing soccer.
Yeah, that's kind of because the goalie position, it's either like you're the hero or everybody hates you.
Yeah.
Because you let them score.
I remember one of the first tournaments I ever played in. It was the first time I ever blocked a goal successfully. I accidentally rolled back into my goal and let the other team score.
You're pretty much the best player on the other team.
Yep, I am.
Hey, so who's Adam Roebuck?
Adam Roebuck. I did theater in New York, and he was the director of all the plays. We did Wizard of Oz, Snow White, Cinderella.
He must have liked you to put you in three separate plays.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did.
So how'd you get those film acting gigs? The Outsiders?
My mother, she's a screenwriter.
Oh, okay.
And she was acting in The Outsiders, so she was telling me that, like, a bunch of these people wanted me on the set of Outsiders, and I turned that down twice. And then the third time I went, and it was really quite fun.
Right. Now that they met your demands. I was just speaking to an actress before you. Like, how old are you? Like, you're under 15 years old, right?
I'm 11, turning 12 this year.
Okay, yeah. And she lived in some other state, not New York, not LA, but kind of on the East Coast like you. So kind of interesting talking to both of you. You guys are probably going to be on the same show. You have two different resumes, and it said you were 76 pounds, and then it got to your weight, and it says 85 pounds. So it looks like I have a newer resume, but on your other resume, it said you were 4'9", and your new one says 4'7". Did you shrink 2 inches?
No, we just didn't measure for one of them.
Hey, so season 3 was supposed to be all about like established actors. I just missed like the up and coming. So if you're out there and you're thinking about, oh, I can't submit because he only wants people who are working actors for season 3, well, I totally just threw that out the window because anybody can be a superstar. Parker George could be a superstar. Amber, who I just spoke with, she can be a superstar. So is it okay if I read the cover letter that you wrote to me?
That's fine.
This is how he got on the show. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. I get submissions all the time. And so his cover letter says, I got my start through modeling and my mom and my grandfather entertainment industry expertise. My grandfather is a retired rock star with multiple platinum records, and my mom is a screenwriter. It's been tough to be me in the real world because I'm kind of a small for my age, and I'm a boy with long hair. I get picked on and bullied, but when I get on the stage or in front of the camera, it all fades away, and I remember why I love being me and doing what I do. I want to inspire other people too. So I read that, and that was really effective. So your people who don't write cover letters might want to start writing them. I was also bullied like when I was a kid. And there's only 3 ways that you can deal with bullies. And number 1 is to totally ignore them. And then they lose interest and they move along. Once they see they got you, they got you.
Yeah.
So step 2, because I've experienced it, even when you get older, they're still like adult bullies as well. And sometimes you have to confront them and sometimes you don't. Number 2 is just having not a confrontation, but a conversation. And usually once you have that conversation, they respect you and everything's cool and you're friends and everything's fine. And the 3rd one is actual physical thing, which I would never want to deal with. But I used to play the cornet, you know, like the trumpet. And this guy behind me, he took his mouthpiece off and he kept stabbing it in my back. And I'm thinking, this is beyond verbal. This guy's physically hurting me right right now. And I didn't know what to do. And something inside me, it didn't even feel like I did it, but my elbow just kind of ended up, you know, I guess on his chin or something like that. He never bullied me again. But I always just stick to the first one. Just ignore him, move along, and don't even have to do number two or three. I think your looks amazing. I love that you have that long hair, because when you go on castings, your competition's probably going to be less and you're going to get more work because your hair is long. Do you think so?
Yeah. I don't necessarily have the hair just for the acting.
Mm-hmm.
It's rather personal story. I'm fine sharing it. When I was quite young, my mother had a degree of cancer.
Okay.
And I was quite sad all the time. She had seizures, you know, a bunch of these horrible things happening.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And now I grow my hair, and whenever it's long enough, I cut it to donate.
Nice.
And just recently, I cut like the under part of my hair, and we're getting ready to donate that.
Wow.
Not just for looks, but it looks amazing.
So is that called Locks of Love?
Yeah, that's where we donate it.
Yeah, yeah. My niece used to do that too. She used to grow her hair long, and she used to do the same thing. But is that the look you're going to continue to go for? Because you're 12 now. Let's say you're like 15, 16, you know, come on 18. Do you still think that's going to be your look?
It's probably going to be my look, but in terms of acting, I'm waiting for the right role that I think is legitimately the right role where I would be willing to cut my hair for it.
Right. So you're 12 years old. Like, what is your next move? Like, what are you going to be doing when you're 13 and 14 all the way till you're 15 years old?
So just recently I got a rather big audition, and one of which I succeeded, I believe. I'm hoping that it can put me out there so I can get more auditions, so I can be in more things, so it can really, really help me go farther.
So how do you get your acting work right now? Are you getting it through backstage?
Yeah, backstage.
Is that the only place that you're listed as backstage, or are you with some other ones too?
I have a manager in Casting Network, yeah.
So the best place to find you online would be your backstage casting profile.
Yeah.
So where do you see yourself when you're about 18 years old? It's only 6 years from now, but...
I plan on going to college, but that might not work out. And so if that doesn't, I plan on really, really trying to accelerate my acting and getting big, big roles.
Right. What made you want to get into the acting business in the first place?
I was sitting on the couch with my mother, and she got something on her phone. She asked me, do you want to do this modeling thing? And she completely expected me to say no, because she thought I would think that was stupid or something. And I said yes. And after that, it was really satisfying and to do it well. And so she found more things. That's what got me into acting. So I relied on my mother 100%.
Wow. So is somebody else who's listening to this, because I've spoken to a few people just this week through emails, like some kid in Florida, he's like 15. Another girl who's like in an East Coast town like yours. They don't have the parents to support them. One person can't afford this, and another person, she feels like she's stuck. She wants to be an actress. What advice do you have for people like that?
I had issues with my parents actually for quite a while. It might not be as bad as that because I still have my mother and my stepfather, but it's really, really, really important to remember, just because of something that happened with them or that they had between each other, that's not gonna have a negative effect on what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Move past it where you can really achieve great things.
That's awesome. All right, Parker, so it looks like your theater credits are going well, the private acting lessons that you're taking, you got special skills. It seems like if you just keep at it one thing at a time, because there was a person I spoke with, Lacey Caroline, she was just starting out and she's doing amazing right now. And she doesn't live in New York and she doesn't live in Los Angeles. She lives in a town just like yours. So there's great hope for you. So is there anything else you want to say in closing?
Yeah. Like you said, I've gotten quite a bit on my resume and credits. Again, I really want to thrive and I want to be able to get more and I want to be able to have a name that's recognizable.
Well, Parker George, that sounds like a movie star name. And coming up next on Jimmy Kimmel is Parker George. Thank you so much for being on my podcast today and sharing your story. I think other people will be listening to it and they say, wow, if Parker George is out there doing it, I can do it too.
Thanks for having me.
Wow, another amazing young performer. I can't wait for Tween and Teen Tuesdays. This is an example of what's going to be dropping every Tuesday. Oh, by the way, before you write in and say, who was his famous rock star grandfather? It was Chuck Crowell from Jay and the Techniques. That's who his grandfather was. And the grandmother, which is Elizabeth Conrad, literally like never missed a show. So he comes from a good bloodline. Hopefully he can tap into that success and be successful as well. And his mom is a screenwriter. Maybe they can work together in the future. And also, good luck on your big Disney audition. We're crossing our fingers here at Actors 2020 Podcast, and we hope you book that role. All right, that wraps it up for this week's edition of Actors 2020 Podcast. Be sure and tune in every Tuesday for Kid, Tween, and Teen Tuesday, and every Friday for another amazing artist. And wherever you're listening, be sure to like, share, download, embed, listen, comment, and please leave a review for this free podcast. Thanks again to Amber Leanne and to Parker George. I'm Johnny Keith, and we'll see you next time on Actors 2020 Podcast. So until the next episode, bye-bye.